Questions 31 to 35. Look at the questions. Now you will hear the second talk.
Listen to a news report.
Today has been another bad day on the stock market, with investors reacting negatively to new bad news from Europe. Financial reports from a number of European countries have shown that, while their economies did not shrink any further, there was certainly no significant growth this quarter. This goes against the optimistic forecast of the past 3 weeks, and that spoiled the day for a good few brokers. It did mean that the dollar gained against the euro, however. The euro dropped in value in relation to all the major currencies once the news broke, but none so much as the dollar. The euro is now at its lowest level in relation to the dollar for 9 months. The dollar stayed fairly stable against other currencies, though it did drop a little against the Japanese yen and the Canadian dollar.
The European debt crisis continues to dominate the water cooler conversations over at the bonds traders' offices.
Once the place where millions were made and lost every day, it has become a place where caution is the byword. Every trade is checked and double-checked, and most days are slow. Many of the big players are rumored to be on their way out, whether because they can't make the kind of money they are used to, or because their style of business is no longer welcome. In many ways, I hope it's the latter, because after the damage they've done to the world economy, it might be time to rethink how we practice the business of buying and selling loans.
Now, you'll hear the second talk again.
Listen to a news report.
Today has been another bad day on the stock market, with investors reacting negatively to new bad news from Europe. Financial reports from a number of European countries have shown that, while their economies did not shrink any further, there was certainly no significant growth this quarter. This goes against the optimistic forecast of the past 3 weeks, and that spoiled the day for a good few brokers. It did mean that the dollar gained against the euro, however. The euro dropped in value in relation to all the major currencies once the news broke, but none so much as the dollar. The euro is now at its lowest level in relation to the dollar for 9 months. The dollar stayed fairly stable against other currencies, though it did drop a little against the Japanese yen and the Canadian dollar.
The European debt crisis continues to dominate the water cooler conversations over at the bonds traders' offices.
Once the place where millions were made and lost every day, it has become a place where caution is the byword. Every trade is checked and double-checked, and most days are slow. Many of the big players are rumored to be on their way out, whether because they can't make the kind of money they are used to, or because their style of business is no longer welcome. In many ways, I hope it's the latter, because after the damage they've done to the world economy, it might be time to rethink how we practice the business of buying and selling loans.
Question 31.
How has the economy been over the past 3 months?
Question 32.
How did analysts feel about the results?
Question 33.
What is true about the dollar?
Question 34.
What does the speaker mean when he says,
caution is the byword?
Question 35.
What is true about the economy as a whole?